Chapter 10, Purchase and Storage of Materials on Cruise Liners. What are the objectives of purchasing item on a cruise line? Cruise liners are a part of the hospitality industry. The purchase procedure of cruise liners, the challenges faced by suppliers and the buyers, the importance of storage and inventory on cruise ships. So if you understand that apart from the restaurant or from the hotel industry, cruise liner purchasing is a different aspect and more challenging than the other ones. The reason being, once the cruise is on the water or on the sea, it has to take care of all the items which it has. So it doesn't have a daily purchase as we have for the restaurants or for the hospitality industry. Cruise liners provide a unique experience of luxury at sea and shore. The clients who come to the cruise liner are of a supreme grade and they expect the best service and the best quality of food at all the time. The sourcing patterns, consumption patterns, pricing and delivery patterns are dynamic and different from the hospitality or from the restaurant level. All operations like purchase, receiving, storing and issue require trained manpower. The reason it requires trained manpower is because these are ships which are on the water. So they come in the port once in a while, and once they are in the port, all the items are to receive as per the specifications and the entire quantity also has to be received. It's unlike a restaurant or hospitality where if you order 100 kg, if you are short supply by 20 kg, the same supply will happen tomorrow. But in this case, what happens is once the supply is being done of 100 kg, they require 100 kg because they will be in the water or in the sea where there is no other source of getting the materials. The procurement process of cruise liners. A set of quantity of suppliers based on past observations will be used to forecast the expected demands for future cruises. Change in itinerary of rerouting due to disruptions such as hurricanes, additional complexity to both the cruise lines and the supplies. So we understand that whatever supplies are we taking from appointed people. These are the vendors who know what quantity is required, what quality is required, and at the same time they need to ensure and understand that the entire quantity is being supplied, because there could be challenges in the sea when the ship may not come back to the port for some duration of time. Could be because of different reasons such as hurricanes and anything else, but in this case they require an additional quantity which can take care of them when they're in the water. Receiving and storage of raw materials plays a very important role in case of cruise liners, because these items are received and stored for a longer duration of time apart from the regular feature which is done on the land. The flow of materials on cruise liner is as shown highlighted over here. First important stage is to collect information on the suppliers. So who are the suppliers who are supplying? It's very important that they cannot take material from any local market, but they need to ensure and understand they have a complete information of the product. Local market information. What is the passenger numbers? What are the onboard consumption pattern? So it's very important that what do you have different kind of guests who comes on the cruise. Some could be vegetarian, some could be non-vegetarian, some could be a different quality of guest who require very special products. So once you understand the entire gamut, these information are very useful and very important for them to do a forecasting. Contracting and ordering stage is very important, that food, beverages, hotel consumption, technical supply, fuel, all these orders are available, and the right quantity and the right quality as per a specification is negotiated with the vendors. Execution stage, once you have the items which has been identified, after the items have been identified, you require the quantity, the specifications of the product. And after you get this, you also have to ensure and understand that you have a reserve stock. What is a reserve stock? A reserve stock is a stock which is required if in the case the ship doesn't come on the land where they need to buy the product, so at least they can survive for some additional days. So overall, ordering for a cruise liner is much more difficult task, much more important task as compared to the regular hospitality industry. Maybe it could be a restaurant, it could be a hotel, or it could be any other hospitality sector which is on the ground, which is in a particular country. But in the case of ship, everything is important so that they understand that each of the respective guests who is on the ship gets the best experience in terms of the quality of product, in terms of service, all the time. Global sourcing by the companies for cruise. The global food supply chain involves sourcing food through multiple suppliers and delivering the appropriate amount of material required on board. Unlike a regular restaurant or hospitality industry where the item or quantity which is required is minuscule, okay, in this case you require a proper quantity, and the quantity could be huge enough, because a cruise liner could be catering to thousands of people with better quality of product. All the time the products are available. International cruise food and hotel supplies, ICFH as they call it, is one of the suppliers who provide quality dry foods and grocery items to cruise ship liners. These are people know the exact quantity, what is required, and they have to source from different products so that the ship, wherever they are, they get the right quality of product. International Food and Hygiene Supplies is one of the suppliers who provide quality dry foods, grocery items, ship liners, fresh foods and vegetables, frozen items. Usually these people, they buy the frozen items because they have to sleep for a longer period of time on the sea. Food supply chains to ship crews. This is very clearly show that how the items are being received. The most important thing is the storage in this case. The item which are received has to receive at the right temperature from the right supplier. Frozen foods, again, after the materials are being received, it has to be repacked again. It has to be stored properly, appropriate condition has to be seen. They also have to see that these items are in a bigger volume. There's specialized packing which has to be done in the case of supplies. These people have a bigger warehouses as compared to the other regular vendors, so that the bulk purchase is being done. The most important thing is the bulk purchases, because when the ship comes in, they don't have much of time. Unlike the other thing, they have a lead time of 7 to 8 days in which the entire stock has to be refilled with the entire quality. The specifications has to be followed. The right temperature has to be taken and given to the different ships. The need for specialization in supply chain is very important, because people usually, if you understand, the people who come on the cruise, they have come to enjoy. They have come to get the best service, and all this is expected from them. So they expect a better quality of food, they expect a better standards, they expect a better decoration of the foods to which is given to them. This image will show you how the different quality of products are being given to them in terms of grammages. The most important thing which you need to understand in cruise is that the quality is of utmost importance. There cannot be any chances where the quality of food is not as per the standard or specifications, because any small mistake can lead to a big hazard, especially when the big ship is flowing in the sea where you have limited number of doctors and other things. So you need to ensure, understand the quality is maintained, the products are received as per the required specifications. Characteristics of cruise ship supplies. An important aspect is flexibility and the ability to meet an ad hoc demand. The first point is very, very important, that how the items are being requested and what items are being received. The demand could be raising from 1000 kgs to it could go to 10,000 kgs. So it depends what items are available and when it's available. To foster cooperative efforts in developing proper SOPs for the use of the supplies. A regular SOP or a standard operating procedure has been defined for cruise liners, so that the items which is required is supplied as per the requisition, as per the specification, as per the quality, as per the quantity, and the lead time of delivering these items plays a very important role. The supply should be synced with the organization's culture. This is possible through a socialization mechanism. Also, since cruise is flowing different countries on the ships and all, so need to understand that who are the guests who are flowing out of different cultures. So it's very important the right quality of the product is being received, and the right temperature, and of a different culture. For example, if we have guests of India, then the product quality will be different, what they require for the guests to be offered for. The most effective association mechanism is the supply explaining the product. So the product, as you mentioned, because since the ship is flowing in the water and different quality of guests coming in over there, different expectations are from the guests. So you have to ensure, understand that each of the product is available from different countries. So that for that, the most important challenging role of the purchase department is to ensure, understand that whatever items they require, whatever the guests require, they have been given on the sea, and for that they have to make the product available. Flowchart of food supply to cruise ships. This is a small kind of a flowchart which will show what happens and how the ordering is to be given. Captains will send the requisition to the food to the local supply agents. So whatever items are required, captain will make a requisition of all the items. All these items, a database is made. With database will contain of the product quality, the product quantity, the product specifications are given to the local supplier. The purchase manager will source supplies from the port, again advertisement and websites. Now all these things are limited, so the purchase person has to do work a little faster. He has to collect all the required details from the ship and put in the advertisement or take a local supply, local rate and quality. Once that is received, the food supply agreement or the order confirmed with both the suppliers. Now let's understand, the order has been given to a local supplier. So he will first match the specification of the product, the quality of the product. If these are being approved, then there is an agreement which is being done between the purchase person and purchase agreement copy with the local vendor. And then the vessel will arrive at the port. Once the vessel is arriving at the port, suppliers need to arrange the food on board within 12 hours before the expiry ATA and ETD, which is an expected time of arrival and expiry time of departure. So which is very clear that the ship which comes into the port has only 12 to 15 hours in hand. So whatever order has to be done, whatever correlation has to be done, whatever material has to be arranged has to be done within that point of time. Once the vessel gets reported regularly to the purchase department, the quality and quantity of supplies are given. The vessel is given all the materials has been required, what quantity is required, specifications are being required. Each of the products are checked individually by the required, by the purchase person, by the store person, so that the materials are boarded on the ship. And once the materials are boarded on the ship, the vessel will give feedback the performance of the quality of the product, how the quality of product, whether it's as per specifications, storage, everything. Then once the material is coming on the ship, the control comes in terms of the suppliers or the stores. The stores will make a proper indent of all the item which is received. A proper GRN is passed saying that whatever quantity is received. Now these all required information is shared with the kitchen in charge, with the captain, okay, these all items are available. Now based on that item, they need to understand okay, how many days the ship is going to sail in the water, and based on which they are going to do a requisition regularly to the store department. Storing supplies in the cruise ships. See, this is an image how the items are being stored. The ship usually requires a bulk storage facility, unlike other department or like a restaurant or maybe like a hotel, where because they have to cater to a number of people and then the stock has to lie with them for around 15 to 20 days or 30 days or as per the modus of operations which they have. The cruise oil company designs ships to have various storage areas for different food items. Mostly all these items have to be given appropriate temperature, so they have to mention that fresh fruit and vegetables are being purchased and these items are going to last for them at least for 15-20 days. So they have to blanch this product, wash it properly, store it accordingly and issue to the respective department. Each of the storage areas have different temperature settings according to the product. So if it's a frozen item, they will ensure that these items all will carry at a temperature of minus 18 degrees centigrade. If it's fresh fruit and vegetables, it will be a temperature of 0 to 7 degrees centigrade. These items are received and stored properly. Again, they have to see that all the meal cart, the trolleys, there's a space to move the items, stored properly items. A control sheet or inventory control sheet is maintained by the storage person, which says what item is received, when it's received, how much volume they have, what is the expiry of the product, what is the shelf life of the product. Because being a ship, it's very important that they have a huge bulk item. And if the control is not there in terms of inventory, in terms of the expiry of the product, it's quite possible that the products may get expired. So it's very important that the storekeeper is a responsible person, a purchase manager is a responsible person who understands key what the requirement is and they start issuing the material as per the first in, first out material. Location of the storeroom. Every cruise has at least two walk-in coolers, walk-in freezers, chilling areas for fruits and vegetables, ultra-pasteurized dairy products and ice cream containers, small refrigerators and freezers, all set to various temperatures that are optimized for different types of foods, line the walls of the galley. So if you see this, it shows a very clear structure ki how the items are stored. Each of the areas are being identified. If you go in the ship, they identify the area ki this particular area you have to show only the fruits and vegetables. The frozen are kept separate. Even the frozen, in frozen they keep separately the poultry, the fish are kept separate, they don't mix up the products. Pasteurized dairy products are kept separately, being highly contaminated item which takes very, very utmost care so that this product doesn't get spoiled. Ice creams are kept properly in different containers apart from anything else. At the same time, they also have a fresh produce, fruits and vegetables which is required on a daily basis. This needs to be stored properly. So it's an entire cooperation or combination of between the purchase, between the stores and between the kitchen in charge where their products have to be kept. Any kind of inventory flow, any kind of debug in this system what they have needs to be immediately reported to the captain that if there is any default. So the utmost care of the maintenance plays a very important role in this because the item, each of the freezers, they carry a load of items, high volume of items. So if there is any kind of a challenge in terms of maintenance, if the freezer gets spoiled, it could be a huge loss for the ship or for the company. So in this case, what happens, they have to ensure that each of the temperature is being recorded, is being checked regularly by the maintenance team. Shortage of beverages in the cruise liners. It's also very important that all the items or beverages are stored properly in the cruise liners. These items should be identified properly as per the standard. So if it's beer, they have to show beer separately. If it's hard liquor, if it's a single malt whiskey, they have to show it separately. And a proper control is required of the item which is received and being issued to the user department. The provision master, the responsibility of the provision manager and the team of storekeepers who work round the clock to keep the storerooms in optimum conditions, keeping records of stocks and inventory which leads to a smooth functioning of the cruise. So what we understand is it's a very, very important thing, the team. The team comprises of the kitchen in charge, the team comprises of the storekeeper, the team comprises of the purchase manager. All these people have to work together very, very closely to understand and ensure that products are available throughout the time for the guest. And this can be achieved only when the right quantity is received, the right quality of product is received, the products are received as per right specifications. The store person has to ensure that all entire inventory is being maintained on a regular basis, on a daily basis. So he will keep the inventory of the records, okay, what was received, how much was issued, when it was issued. If there is any expiry of the item, we have to inform to the chef in charge so that the same product can be issued on priority as on the basis of first in, first serve. This will lead to a proper control, loss of wastage for the entire ships and the people over there. The most important thing we have to ensure that this is the entire gamut, even the maintenance team is also has to be aware of this thing, because everything is controlled in terms of temperature. If it's a ship, everything is controlled in terms of temperature. So a proper logbook is required to see that all the items which is stored in the ship has proper temperature control. Any kind of slight variation in the temperature or slight kind of variation in the product can lead to a big disaster event and can lead to a lot of big loss for the company. The major areas of responsibility would be in terms of cruise sandwich storekeeping. Storekeeping, as we said, is very important, that what item are received being checked properly, what is the inventory of this, how many days inventory you are carrying, what is the shelf life of the product, what is the expiry of the product, ordering supplies, if it required, what is the ordering, once the ship is going to reach the port, before that they have to inform what is the order, what is the quantity required, because the ship will reach the port and it only have 12 to 15 hours over there. In that case, they have to ensure and understand that the proper information is given to the respective people to arrange for the next supplies. Loading of deliveries, as we said, if the ship comes to the port, there is a very small, short time gap. So before that, all the items has to be arranged. At the same time, all after arranging, the same has to be delivered on the ship and has to be stored in the right temperature at the right cabinet. So if it's identified what item has to go in the fresh, it has to be stored separately. Poultry has to be stored separately. Meat has to be stored separately. If it's beverages, it has to be stored separately. On board requisition, you also have to understand that what guests are flying inside. Or those guests, who are the guests, what is the requisition, what are the special choices they have, based on which they have to order the products. Inventories has to be done on a regular basis. Mostly in the ship, they do inventory fortnightly, because to understand what stock they have and how many days of stock they have and when the stocks are going to get lasted for them. And most importantly, the administration point of view, the administration will be overall understanding of the entire processes, right from the requisition received to the materials are issued to the different departments. Thank you.